Pepper?
Yeah, obviously we had a pretty poor first hour, and then we've managed to fight back relatively well there, and we can be pretty happy with how the day's ended up.
What was going on first hour? I mean, look, one or two were swinging around a bit because there was a bit of cloud cover.
Yeah, it obviously did a little bit. I think if we're brutally honest, some of our top order would be a bit disappointed with how they got out. But, you know, that's the game. Other days, you know, they just miss the fielders and they get a bit of a start or a bit of luck. But when momentum's against you or with you, depending on who you're looking at, then, you know, those chances stick. Thankfully, we kind of wrestled back a bit of momentum. I thought Roscoe and Coxie's partnership just after lunch was brilliant, and it took that momentum away from them and gave it back to ourselves. And then we kind of ran with it for the rest of the day, and we got a decent score. It's certainly not a massive score on that pitch, but you know, taking those three early wickets certainly helped.
Matt Henry in with you at the end. You both like to smash it around a bit. You sort of curbed your instincts a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think we both realised that, you know, we need to make sure that partnership counted. As we said, we'd wrestled back a bit of momentum, then we lost a couple of quick wickets, and we needed to make sure that we got as much as we can first innings, because we're pretty sure that it will spin and deteriorate as the game goes on with it being a used pitch. So first innings runs are vital, and hopefully that partnership there is a vital one.
350s in, or 350 plus in three innings for you. Bit of batting form.
Yeah, well, I struggled really at the start of the year. I was a bit disappointed. So you've got to cash in when you're hitting them well. So, yeah, it's nice.
We've spoken before about batting all the way down, and certainly in this game, you've got Barney coming in at 10. It's a bit ridiculous, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and Henners. I think Henners averages 50 this year for us, which is silly for a number 11 to be averaging that. So, yeah, brilliant. And if we've got that depth, it means that we can afford poor sessions like we had this morning. I mean, obviously we don't want those to carry on happening, and I'm sure they won't do. After all, our batters have had a very good start to the year, but you know, it's up to us. Bump called us the safety valve, I think, at lunch, so we came through today.
Three wickets at the end for you. I mean, get them 60 odd three by close of play. That was a bit of a bonus.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the new ball, the way the pitches have gone this year, you need to make sure the new ball counts for you as a bowling side. So, you know, we're very happy to have taken three wickets, and if we can just nip a couple out in the first hour tomorrow, then we're quids in.
Is it going to get a bit slower and lower, this pitch, you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think it might spin. I think it's already spun today for Panesar and their overseas Prasanna, and I'm sure George and Dolly will be licking their lips at the prospect of bowling at that. Maybe if it's not this next innings, then certainly the fourth innings of the game.